Welcome, welcome, welcome. The inaugural show of Two Men and a Six Pack. This show is brought to you and sponsored by absolutely no one. That's right, absolutely no one yet. This is going to be monumental. Welcome, podcast listeners. This is your host, Goody, and alongside me is my main man, Trevor. Say what's up, Trevor.
What's up, world?
Together, we are two men and a six-pack. Before we kick things off, let me give you a little background. We are not here to solve the world's problems, cure social injustices, or provide any self-help or personal enrichment knowledge. We'll leave that to the experts. We're here to discuss sports. On occasion, we might mix in some thoughts on music, movies, and pop culture, but in general, we are one-trick ponies. We're going to focus our ADD minds on sports. So, with that said, Trevor, are you ready to attack this thing?
Let's do this.
No better topic to kick off our first show than March Madness. Let's talk some hoops. So, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to throw out a couple general questions about this year's tournament, and Trevor is going to share his thoughts with our listeners. After that, we'll jump in and talk about our favorite team, the current national champions, the North Carolina Tar Heels, and their draw in this year's tournament. And finally, we'll move to what I'm calling the rapid fire segment of this show. I'm going to fire a few questions at Trevor, and he's going to respond with the first thing that comes to his mind. It'll be pretty interesting. So here we go. Trevor, question one. What are your thoughts on last night's selection show, moving to TBS from CBS, the format change, and the live audience?
Honestly, Goody, I think they ruined a really great thing. I just remember growing up as a kid being able to watch all these teams that think they're going to make it or might make it or they're on the bubble. They flip to them and they just get to celebrate.
The camera.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was the whole point of it, was to see these guys just light up with excitement, jump up and down, and pretty much show all their hard work.
So what did you think about the live audience?
I don't think it's necessary.
Reality TV or something like that, man? Yeah, crazy.
I don't really know.
The Tonight Show.
Pretty much, yeah.
Crazy. I totally agree with you. You and I watched it together, kind of prepping for the show tonight.
Yeah,
and
we
both had the same opinion. Question two. Any surprises as far as the field goes? Who made it in? Who got left out? A certain team seeded higher or lower than expected?
Honestly, I think everybody knows that Oklahoma State should be in it.
I agree.
A no-brainer. Dick Vitale said it pretty well. He's pretty furious about Oklahoma State not getting in. But Oklahoma, on the other hand, I think they lost, 13 of the last 15 or 11 of the last 15? Something crazy. So how do they get a 10 seed?
NCAA, it's all about the dollars. It's all about exploitation of the players. Can you say Trae Young?
I can say Trae Young. He's got the most points per game because they're always losing. So he's always in the game.
He's got to jack up threes,
yeah.
Right?
He's got to shoot. He is leading assist. But that's because they're having to score. They're having to push the ball every 2 seconds because they're always down.
Oklahoma State beat Kansas twice this year.
I know that. That's crazy.
And they beat Oklahoma in the Big 12 tournament earlier, 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
Well, Oklahoma beat Kansas by 5 and then turn around lose to them by 30 the next time.
Oof.
That's a lot.
I agree. So anybody else in the field that made it, didn't make it, surprise? What about, we're in ACC country.
Right.
Tell me about Notre Dame. Tell me about Louisville. Tell me about Syracuse making the field.
Syracuse, they had the same conference record as Oklahoma, 8-10. But Syracuse,
losing conference record.
Right. Losing conference record, but Syracuse in the ACC. Strongest conference.
Slightly tougher, Big 12.
Yeah, just to say the
least. Just a little bit.
To say the least.
Okay. What about Notre Dame not making it? What do you think about that? They had a lot of injuries. Bonzi Colson, the guard, I can't remember his name right off the bat, Farrell, I think.
Losing Bonzi was huge for them.
Yeah.
They still didn't lose. I mean, they were still in ACC games without him, Obviously, when he came back, were they going a 7-game win streak?
Yeah, or I think so. Like something until the ACC tournament.
Right,
so.
Of course.
Well, you know, I think the selection committee gets in there and they've got their favorites. They've got the folks that they're going to, that they know. I mean, the Syracuse really surprised me. One comment that I heard, it may have been Joe Lenardi make. He goes, you know, Syracuse seems to be always in this position every year or the last several years. He goes, this is like the first year that they just really weren't that good.
Yeah, I mean, they've always had sound zone defense. You know they're going to get to the next level just because their defense is so good, and it's not that good this year. Yeah, that's just the way it is. One more Oklahoma tidbit is they beat Baylor by 2 in the beginning of the year.
And Baylor got in, right?
And, yeah, Baylor's in.
Yeah.
And then they lose by 17. At the end of the year, you're supposed to get better.
Better as the year progresses.
As the year goes on. And I know that some bubble teams are going to, you know, lose a random one, but you don't lose by – you don't beat Kansas by 5 beginning of the year, then lose by 30, beat Baylor by 2, then lose by 17. Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. Next question. Let's move on. Give me a team or teams that you think are going to make some noise. They may be flying under the radar, but maybe big conference, small conference, whatever.
I really think Seton Hall.
Seton Hall. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't bode well for your roommate. If I recall, they're playing the Wolfpack.
Yeah, for quite a few people I know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they've got that guy that supposedly is one of the best players that money can buy, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember the kid's name. He's a guard. But in all the investigation stuff, he surfaces as one of the best players that money can buy.
He took a couple dollars here and there.
Hey.
But
so did Dennis Smith. But we'll get to that later on in rapid. I have a rapid fire question about Dennis Smith. So, all right, Jimmy DeGreek, I want some predictions here. So do you anticipate any major upsets this first weekend? And when I mean major, I'm talking 16 over ones, 15s over twos, or 14s over threes.
I don't think this is the year for the 16 over one. I think it's going to happen
eventually,
sometime,
at some point in
some
time.
Some point, hopefully in my lifetime it happens. Not to Carolina. But I really think it's going to happen, just not this year. But I do think, only because it's happened to him in the past, that Duke is going to lay an egg and Iona's going to jump out on him.
You know, whether or not that's going to happen or not, I'm just going to agree with you because we don't like Duke. We do not like Duke University.
Two big things, Mercer and Lehigh.
Exactly, Mercer and Lehigh. That's great. Leading in, you mentioned Carolina. Let's talk reigning national champions. Until the one shining moment song is played and the nets are being cut down in about 4 weeks or so, Carolina is the reigning national champions. What do you think about their seeding and their drawing in this year's tournament? Realistically, do you think we've got any chance to repeat, or are we just going to let maybe somebody else play in the national championship game this year since we've been there 2 years in a row?
So many times.
So many, gosh, I mean, yeah.
You get bored after
it's
a while.
It's hard to be a Carolina fan sometimes.
Well, honestly, I really like their bracket they're in.
Mm-hmm. The West, right? Yeah, they're in the West, I think.
So, honestly, I think they have a really good chance to get to the Final Four just based off who's in their bracket. I think they're with Xavier as their number one seed.
Xavier's number one. And their second round will be, I think, Texas A&M. And then if they can get past Texas A&M, they're heading for a matchup with potentially Michigan, mm-hmm. who they played earlier this year.
Right.
So,
honestly, I really think they got a really good chance to get to the Final Four. It just depends on what Tar Heel team's going to show up. Is it going to be the team that can shut down Marvin Bagley, probably one of the top three lottery picks? Or is it going to be the team that goes down to Miami in the ACC tournament 14-0?
Let me tell you this. He's a great all-around player. If Theo Pinson leads us in scoring, we're in trouble.
Oh, no doubt.
Joel Berry, Luke May, the wild card, Cameron Johnson.
If Cameron Johnson
strokes it like he can,
mm-hmm.
we're in good shape.
Oh, no doubt about
that. And we might be cutting down the nets. One shining moment.
Oh, there's a good chance.
All right.
No doubt about that.
All right, now we're going to move on to the fun part. Now, I kind of prepped you earlier with those five questions, and I let you kind of get your answers. These, you have no idea what's coming. This is called the rapid fire segment, and just talk to me about the first thing that comes to your mind.
I'm ready.
Coolest mascot, South Dakota State Jackrabbits, the Lipscomb Bison, or the Iona Gales. And just to give you a little background about the Iona Gales, their mascot is Killian. He's a burly man of Gaelic Irish descent. Which one? Coolest mascot.
It's got to be Irish descent right now, just because it's March.
Exactly. March Madness.
That's why. That's the only reason.
Scariest mascot, the Montana Grizzlies. The Radford Highlanders, and when I say Highlanders, you think Mel Gibson and Braveheart. Or the Penn Quakers. And for the record, they used to be called the Fighting Quakers, but Quaker Nation protested and said that they were a peaceful people and petitioned to have the Fighting removed from their name. Which one?
Have you seen Mel Gibson with face paint before?
Dude, he's scary. He's a scary dude,
I'm
man.
I'm not messing with him.
No, me either. He is scary. All right, last mascot question. If you are a Duke Blue Devil, does that mean you have blue balls too?
Ooh.
Yes or no? Just simple yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Has cutting his man bun off made UVA's Kyle Guy a better player?
He got his first dunk, his first college dunk during the tournament.
Without his man bun.
Without the man bun.
So you would agree, made him a better player.
Yeah, you got to do without the man bun.
Has sporting a man bun made Houston's Rob Gray a sexier player?
No.
Would you ever consider growing a man bun?
When I was about 3, I had a long mullet that could have been a man bun. So, yes.
Cool. Okay. Next question. Will Oklahoma's Trae Young score 50 points in a tournament game?
I don't think he'll ever score 50 points in anything from now until he goes to the NBA.
Okay. Will the 4 teams playing the number 1 seeds in their opening round score combined 100 points? The 4 teams playing the number 1 seeds score combined 100 points.
Oh, that's tough.
That's a tough question.
Man,
come on, man.
That.
This is rapid fire.
That's rapid.
Rapid. Come on.
A combined, yeah.
Okay.
They better.
Okay. Now, I told you these are in groups of 3. If you and I played a 10-minute game of 1-on-1, how many points do you think you score on me?
100. Okay. You said rapid, right?
Yeah.
That's the first number.
Okay.
First number,
okay.
Sorry.
I would severely disagree with that. Will Duke's Grayson Allen trip or butt check someone in the tournament this year?
I think he's going to come up with something new because we all know about his tripping. He just showed his butt check. I think he's going to come up with something new.
Okay. I think he's good for one of those too because when Grayson Allen trips or butt checks someone, will he make that diarrhea face that he always makes after committing a flagrant foul?
Just beat red in the face, yeah. Tears running out
of
his eyes.
He'll make that face?
He's going to have to.
Do you make that face that Grayson Allen makes when you have diarrhea?
Yes.
You do. Okay.
That's same
listeners,
face.
I know you wanted to know that. Trevor makes that same face.
Oh, man.
Okay, we're going to throw one women's NCAA tournament question in here. Does anyone have a chance to beat UConn women's basketball team in their NCAA tournament?
I think Mississippi State, right?
They beat them last year. In the Final Four.
That'd be the only other team I can think of.
Okay, okay. Do you think, now this is a serious question, do you think UConn women's basketball team could beat the ECU men's basketball team?
Yeah, no question.
Do you think you and me and 3 random guys we pulled off the street could beat ECU men's basketball team?
I think me, you, and 2 random guys could beat ECU men's basketball team.
All right, I would agree with you. Will, this is, okay, here we go. I'm going to bring up Dennis Smith here.
Okay, this is big.
Not this question, next question. Will ex-Louisville coach Rick Pitino show up to a tournament site this weekend with strippers and prostitutes looking to party?
Yes.
Will ex-NC State and current Dallas Maverick Dennis Smith, fresh off his $70,000-plus loan while in college, show up to party and hang out with Coach Pitino?
I think it was $73,000,
okay.
And yes.
If guaranteed that a good time would be had by all, would you hop on a plane and hang out with Coach Pitino and Dennis Smith for the weekend?
Couldn't do it.
Could not do it. There you have it, folks. That's a wrap for this week's 2 Men and a 6-Pack podcast. Look for new episodes every week. Go to soundcloud.com and type 2 Men and a 6-Pack in the search window. And you need to spell out the words 2, T-W-O, and 6, S-I-X. You'll find our page there. Follow us. And just remember, this is going to be monumental.